Hello, my name's David Parker, and I'm the co-author of the book What Really Makes You Ill, Why Everything You Thought You Knew About Disease Is Wrong. I thought I'd make this short video because of the recent video put out by Del Bigtree interviewing Vanden Bosch, the virologist. Now, some of you may have seen some time ago when Vanden Bosch had been before and had put all sorts of scare stories about, which was well covered again by Del Bigtree and Vernon Coleman. But now he's released another one, which continues with the same sort of disinformation. But I think there's a few interesting points to be made out of it, not least of which is that because of the rising cases around the world, which are now having to be acknowledged, where vaccinated people are becoming reinfected, so-called in their terms, by COVID, okay, which is a strange thing in itself. And of course, the authorities and various others, virologists in particular, have got to sort of come up with a cover story for this. But what Vanden Bosch is doing is he's using the fact that more and more, vaccinated people are becoming infected with COVID. He's saying that this is what he predicted, because the fact that the world health authorities are doing this mass vaccination program around the world, he predicted that the vaccine, because it doesn't actually kill the virus, this is all in their terms, will actually, as he puts it, put pressure on the virus to mutate and produce even more deadly and infectious strains of the virus. Now, that's again the first problem, of course, is that he omits to say that the virus, as we've always said, has never actually been proved to exist as a pathogen in the first place. So that's the first problem, and always has been with any virologist. And the second is, he, of course, because of these people all being so-called infected, he's saying this proves his point because, as I say, he'd said that this mass vaccination program will suppress the immune system of vaccinated people, and therefore they will then be subject to any virus that came along. And this is why they are becoming ill. And of course, he's saying it's the extra stronger strains. Now, again, he never seems to realise, and this goes for Del Bigtree as well, because he's sort of promoting this whole thing. As I say, they never stop to think that no virus has been proved to exist, and they never stop to think that the reason that all of these so-called vaccinated people are becoming ill is because they've been poisoned by the vaccine, the very thing that is supposed to be helping them. And this is why they're actually becoming ill. Never seems to enter their heads. And the latest outpouring from Del Bigtree's site spends a long time, best part of an hour and a half or more, with all sorts of new computer graphics to show imaginary antibodies and all sorts of tribe that to try and prove their point. Now, there's no doubt, as Del Bigtree says, that Vanden Bosch seems very sincere about what he's saying. Well, of course he does. He's a virologist and he's trained to believe what he says. But just because he's sincere and believes what he says doesn't mean to say it's correct, because the true science disputes everything he says. There is no evidence for what he says whatsoever, because they always forget to start at square one. So I would recommend people don't waste their time. Well, you're more than like, you know, you can have a look at the video yourself from Del Bigtree, but you may find that it's a waste of the best part of 2 hours of your life, because it doesn't prove anything other than the fact that these vaccinated people are becoming ill from the very vaccines that they've taken. And of course, the more they take, the more incidences there will be. And they keep talking, Van den Bosch does too, and so does Del Bigtree, about all of these variants. But again, they never stop to tell the public that these variants, so-called virus variants, have never been shown to exist in the real world. They never tell people that these so-called variants only exist in computer models. No one anywhere in the world has ever taken a sample from anything or anyone and prove that one of these variants exists, including this latest nonsense with the Omicron that they're trying to panic the world about. That they only exist in computers, but all of these salient points are overlooked in this video by Del Bigtree and Van den Bosch. So it's without them really realizing, if we give them the benefit of the doubt, it's another massive piece of deception which will panic the world into doing things that really should not be imposed upon the world, and perpetuates this myth that there is any virus, whether they want to call it Omicron or anything else. It perpetuates the myth that any virus has actually been scientifically proved to exist, which has never been done ever in the last 150 years, and certainly not in this last 2 years that we've all undergone this nonsense of world lockdowns. As we've said many times in our interviews, there is another much more nefarious agenda behind all this, but it's not my intention to go into it now. It's merely just to say that the latest outpouring from Del Bigtree and Van den Bosch is another complete nonsense, not based on anything scientific, and it's just another lot of scaremongering. Yes, I mean, the one thing that I would agree with Van den Bosch is that the mass vaccination program should stop. I mean, he's advocating that it certainly should not go into children, but for all sorts of different reasons, not least of which is that it will take out the new generations coming on. Well, yes, if we poison them all. But bear in mind, there is no new strains, never has been, and there is not even the original virus in existence. It's never been proven. And the fact that, I'll just repeat, the fact that vaccinated people are now becoming ill in their thousands around the world is because they've been poisoned with the vaccine. It all is very simple, but it's overcomplicated, as you will see if you watch Del Bigtree's video. It's all overcomplicated unnecessarily. Okay. Well, thank you for listening, and I hope that's been helpful.
Very, very helpful. Good evening, everybody. It is Wednesday, December 8th, 2021. It's 8:39 in the p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is the Fakeologist speaking. I do this show Sunday through Thursday around this time, basically to help get you through the COVIDian cult, where we are told that there are viruses spreading around the world, mutating every 30 seconds, and we're passing them asymptomatically amongst ourselves. Nothing could be further from the truth. One of the very few people in the entire world that understands the whole virus contagious myth is this guy, David Parker. Is his name David Parker? No, I don't even remember. David and his partner or co-author is Dawn, David and Dawn, D&D. We'll look at their website, What Really Makes You Ill. And I was probably going to make sure you subscribe to their stuff. I'll just type in my name. I can't remember if I subscribe, so I'll just subscribe again. Subscribe. Okay. Let's see what they have to say here. Ooh, music. Boy, that's loud. Turn you down there. Oh, okay. And they also have an audiobook version of, I believe, What Really Makes You Ill. You click on here. Let's just see what this is. Oh, you can buy it for $20. 20 British pounds.
Introduction. Quote. Doctors are men who prescribe medicines of which they know.
Got the fakeologist computer voice there. I think he said that he recorded the audiobook. So I might purchase that. And it's called What Really Makes You Ill, Why Everything You Thought You Knew About Disease is Wrong. Now, they did an interview with Johnny Cerucci. By the way, thanks for everyone joining me tonight. I think there's a problem with FakoTube. I don't have a chance to really test drive anything, but if you look on the main FakoTube page, there's no live going on right now. So I have to test that again. I guess it hasn't been working in a while, so that's why there's no one in the chat. But luckily, if you go to fakeologist.com/live, you do have other options. YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, DLive. Most everybody has figured out that I'm on YouTube, and everyone's on YouTube. One person's on Twitch. So that means that people love their YouTube. So don't forget that I delete the YouTube after the show, and then I upload it to FakoTube. So make sure you go to FakoTube.com, even though the live stream isn't working tonight. If I have any energy, which I doubt after the show, I will post it, or I'll figure out what's going on. So they'll shout out to the chat, Kapuambuza, and hello, stupid. Hello, Dirty Benny. Dirty Benny and I were talking today. Listen, fakeologist.com is acting up today. It's been acting up all day. Now, FakoTube is not on fakeologist.com. It's a separate website. So that one is still working just fine, plenty fine, but I can barely get on Fakeologist myself today. So I'm sorry about that. So it's up and down like a toilet seat. And the forums are also on the same web space. And I know Dirty Benny was trying his damnedest to post on there, so let's see if we can get on ourselves. He said he couldn't log in. I was corresponding. I'm in now. Now I'm having trouble with anyone with a Comcast email. If you're on Comcast, Fakeologist emails will not go through. Comcast is blocking me. So I suggested to Dirty Benny he get another email program somewhere else. You should have an independent email from your ISP anyway. I still think Proton Mail is probably one of the better ones. But of course, there are other email services. If you pay for an email service, it might not be a bad idea. Get your own. I still recommend getting your own. For $100 a year, you can get your own website and email and everything. FTP, unlimited space. If you go to the blog, if you go to fakeologist.com, click about and go to things ab likes. If the website will come up, it's super sluggish right now. Sorry about that. I just may, if we continue on our trajectory of getting tons of patrons, and we've been doing quite well. Thank you. No, it's the end of the year. Maybe that's it. I may get a dedicated server for the website. I might. Let's see. It's pretty pricey, but maybe I'll do it. We'll see what happens in the new year. The problem is most people aren't going to the blog anyway. Today, the blog has been really busy. It's a continuation of yesterday, and I think it's because people are typing in the search Christine Massey and Mike Adams. Click on that. Okay, the first link is now Aussie. Okay. Where is my link? Okay. Brand New Tube has got it now. The Phaser has got it. Truth in Plain Sight, which is Wayside. Okay, well, it's not even in the top anymore. I'm totally out of here. It's not even on my site. It's so I don't know who put where it's coming from. This is from DuckDuckGo. Here it is, way down here. I'm still getting hits from this, so tons of people are clicking on that interview. I don't know why. It's a great interview, but I don't know who's promoting it. So somehow, somewhere, it must be being promoted. So it's got 2,500 views there.
As far as I can tell at this point, we have been lied to for decades and decades.
They like her. He even puts a nice intro. Guess what? She said she'll come on my show tomorrow. And I've already interviewed her for Off the Cuff. And let's see. Did I post it over here? I thought I did. Where is it? I thought I posted it here. Let's see. Come on now. Everything is so slow. Yeah. Okay, well, I've got 2,300 views here. So she did really well. Wow, there's 38 people watching it now. So somebody must have linked to it. I don't have really good tracking software, so I can't really tell where the links are coming from. Google blocks anytime they want to. By the way, this is probably a fake video here, but I'm not sure. At least they put blood on this one. The guy that was shot in the wheelchair, no blood. 9 shots, apparently. Anyway, so things abs like. So if you go to this program here, these are all the things I like, by the way. So hostingmatters.com, really good site. You can get your own email, your own web space. That's what I'd recommend. You need a password manager, 11.com/RoboForm. A good downloader program, JDownloader. A juicer. This juicer I have, it's still working. Squatting, the lily pad. I had the squatty potty on there. I don't think it's a scam, by the way. So somebody was complaining about the Omega juicer. K Hamad. Wow, that's old, eh? 2013, K-Ham was commenting. Boy, we go way back. K-Ham, if you're listening, give it a call in. Want to thank my latest donor. My latest donor. Okay, yeah, I just subscribed. I got to subscribe to Don and David. There you go. My latest donor is named Anders. And he is from, I think he's from Sweden. He donated 85 kroners a month, which I think is $9 a month. So thank you very much, Anders. Anders L. from Sweden. Thank you so much. And of course, thank you recently to P. Terry from Finland, Critical Sinker, Farce Value. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks to all the donors. Okay, so hello to Dirty Benny. We're trying to get his technical issues worked out. The forums are working for me, so I'm not sure what's going on. Peter Roo, hello. I said hi to Stupid. We say hi to, who we got here? Skate and Destroy. Okay. Yeah, buy your books. Buy hardcover, hard copies of books. So, yeah. So Christine is coming on tomorrow. If you got any questions for her, let me know. Let me know, and I'll ask her. I don't think I posted one, not even one FakoTube video today. What was I doing today? I think I was too busy to pay attention to what was going on. Only 101 viewers on the Tiago interview. I thought he was pretty good. Got mixed reaction to that. Strange. And here is Johnny Cerucci and Don and David. This is why I don't go on camera. I think middle-aged men, they don't need to be on camera. There's nothing to look at there.
It's getting worse. Last night, I had a row. I had a row of takedowns from Facebook, like 4, 5, 6, 7 posts as old as 2017 and older.
Yeah, I don't know why people complain still about social media taking them down. Apparently, Twitter is doing quite the big purge. I think I'm still on Twitter, but apparently the new top guy at Twitter has been purging the right wing. Now, I don't really want to go on any other site right now. I don't really want to start it on another social media, but I guess if I have to, I have to. I don't know if Gab is worth it. I used to have my own social media site, a Mastodon server, but it was too much work. I'm not on, I don't have that. I closed that down. That experiment was a failure. And I don't know if you guys recommend any of them. I don't really want to be on any others. I'm still good to go on Twitter, so I'm just gonna keep it on there. I'm gonna keep on Twitter, and I'll probably just come back as another entity. Yeah, you sent some reticence from Christine. Well, actually, she didn't really want to chat at the time because I kind of captured her. She didn't know where she was. A lot of people come into the Discord, they don't even know what it's about. So it may have been the reticence that you were detecting. She didn't know where she was, and then I told her she's live, so that kind of caught her off guard. So I think now that she's going to come on a proper show, she'll know pretty much what she's up to, what she's in for. Anyway, I don't have too much to talk about tonight, guys. And that's always the danger when you have an everyday show. You have to talk. This is a thread that I posted on FakoTube or Facebook. Fakeologist, they all start with F. And the headline is, I do not see why heart attacks are happening. So, since vaccines are only for your health and can never be suspect, the official cover stories are mushrooming. Let's start a thread and watch it grow. I think people by now realize that vaccines are just poison to bring on the next epidemic. That's their purpose. And apparently they're hurting young men and athletes particularly hard because I suppose when you're pushing your body hard and your heart inflames just to perform respiration at a higher rate, it attracts the toxins that were injected and causes ischemia around the heart, which we call heart attack. The cover stories are coming fast and furious for why that may be. So here's one. A new theory on sudden cardiac deaths in young athletes. The genes, which I think are a hoax, make some people vulnerable to a fatal heart stoppage, maybe the same ones that give them an athletic edge, researchers suggest. So this is likely a fake story. And of course, you can't read it because it's behind a paywall. But the headline is all that really matters. Now let's just see if I can get behind the paywall real quick. I have a little app called Outline. Let's see if that works. Did it work? Oh, yeah, it did. There's a little app. You can go to outline.com, and there's a little, what are these things called? There's a little extension for your browser, your Chromium or Brave browser, which is based on the Chromium engine. If you click it, it'll jump behind some paywalls. So is this a real person? I doubt it. As I see it, what's your name? Anyway, there's been plenty of debate in recent years about heart health and endurance athletes. But there's been another angle to this issue that's often ignored, young, seemingly healthy athletes. So what is the point of these articles? It's just to sow doubt and to diffuse and mask the real cause of heart attack? And of course, that would be the worldwide injection program. I don't think there's any doubt. But my theory is anytime we hear about genes, genetic inheritance, we're talking about a phony baloney area of research. It's just code for poisoning. So they came up with hypertrophic. Hyper means above. Trophic means attracts water. Hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. Thickened and abnormal heart walls that are more susceptible to triggering fatal arrhythmias. That doesn't really make sense. If your heart walls are thicker, that just means your heart is pumping harder. I don't buy into that. The main thing that would screw up a heartbeat, since it's electrical, are the nerves that fire off the muscles to twitch. And if the muscles are short, or if the nerves are short-circuiting because they are being inflamed, or their myelin sheath, which is super sensitive, is being inflamed by toxins, that makes way more sense. That's one phony story, so we'll close that. I don't care to read that. And here's another one. Let's read this story. Young athletes who catch COVID can develop fatal heart disease. Okay, so they're blaming it on COVID. So COVID is causing myopathy or myocarditis or pericarditis. Small but significant number of budding sports professionals who had the virus have now developed the illness without showing any symptoms. Scientists say. Well, who are these scientists? Do we have any reference at all? Now, researchers in the United States. Well, who are these people? Okay. So this doesn't, this person, Jean Judy, if they exist, they're just making, they just grabbed a quote, but it doesn't mean this is the scientist that actually did the study. And they quote the study, but is this the person that did the study? Does this person even exist? Let's do a quick search. Jean Judy. Let's see what his specialty is. He's a radiologist in nuclear medicine. And he got his BS in zoology. And he went to for 4 years. Now he's an MD. So maybe he is a real doctor. He's a radiologist. Okay, he takes pictures of the heart and lungs. Okay, well, maybe this is him studying that. Who knows? The possibility, so maybe he's a real person. Does he have a phone number? Should we call him? Yeah, there's his phone number. We could call him and ask. If anyone wants to call him and ask about his research, go for it. This is the kind of thing you need to do research. We're going to close these windows. We got this from one of my favorite Substacks, which is Borgato, Bad Catitude. And as usual, go to the comments. Let's see what the comments have to say. If we can get any information there. Usually there's other people that link. Anything right now? Lots of stories here. Lots of anti-Anthony. An expression in Afrikaans, El Nal Di Loon Hosnel Di Warheid Egertal Omwel, which means no matter how fast the lie runs, the truth catches it eventually. All right. Oh, yeah, here's the other story, the colder temperatures. Cold weather can cause what? Winter vagina. Ooh, what's that? Okay, that's not what we're talking about. Jesus. Okay, maybe that's a joke. But they did say cold weather can cause okay. Cold weather can cause heart attack and heart arrhythmias. So they're coming up with all kinds of cover stories here. By the way, I'm in the Discord. If you want to join our Discord, fake11.com/Discord. I talked to two different people today. I talked to Kelly, who's a lovely woman from Texas, and Swifty McVeigh, who is from Isle of Wight. Is it Isle of Wight? Let me look that up. He's from Isle of Wight. He said he's David Icke's neighbor. Isle of Wight. Okay. So apparently he is friends with David Icke and he sees him at the coffee shop. So Isle of Wight is south of Portsmouth, Bournemouth, and Southampton. So there you go. So that is, those are two people that joined. And Kelly is a very interesting person. She knows someone, I won't specific, well, she said her son also was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. So we had much to talk about. She didn't want to come on the live stream and talk, which is fine. Nobody has to, but you have to use your voice to verify. We had some interesting discussions, and she was on board with the idea that she thinks that vaccination, childhood vaccination, could cause type 1 diabetes. And her son actually knows and is going out with a woman that also has type 1 diabetes. So I think if you want to talk epidemics, diabetes is probably an epidemic. If it's not now, it will be after this worldwide injection program. And if not from this one, maybe the second one or the third one. I don't see too many other links. Well, here we go. Okay. Let's just see if there's any more. Oh, it's NationalGeographic.com says it's long COVID. That harms the heart. So it's anything but the vaccine. Anything but the vaccine. That's what causes long, or that's what causes heart problems. Let's see if Outline.com works on this one. National Geographic, did it? Let's see. Yeah, it does. Outline.com, very helpful. Getting past a few paywalls. I don't think it works for the New York Times, though. The long COVID is, I think, COVID that doesn't go away. Is that what long COVID is? Now, breakthrough COVID or breakthrough pain, as I described a couple shows ago, that's just when the medicine doesn't work. So they just call it a breakthrough. Now, most medicine doesn't cure anything. It just masks the symptoms, which is dangerous because if your body body is telling it's having a problem and you mask that and cover those symptoms up, the problem can still get worse, but you won't know it because they're being masked. You might actually, it might not make, in the long run, it'll make it worse. Physicians quickly learned in early 2020 that the use of blood thinners, which helps keep blood from clotting, improves the chances of survival for moderately ill COVID-19 / injected patients. In the last 5 to 10 years, scientists have begun to understand that platelets play a role in promoting unwanted clotting and inflammation in other diseases such as HIV, psoriasis, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis. All autoimmune diseases, these three are, include diabetes, they just throw that in. They're all autoimmune diseases, which are actually all caused by, I think, vaccine poisoning. Now, HIV is like COVID's. HIV isn't a disease. HIV is the so-called virus that causes AIDS. So they don't even have their, this is National Geographic. They don't even have their stories right. This HIV is not a disease. Boy, the writing is horrible these days. But taking blood thinners obviously is dangerous too, because you can have internal bleeding if you have too much blood thinning going on. So just another story to cover for vaccine injury and or death. All right, this is silenced voice. Let me just get back to you. Let me check the chat here. What do we got here? Tunax call. Peteroo, it's not a joke. Winter vaginas in the news. Okay. Yeah, I agree. Autoimmune disease is insane. It is an absurd idea. It's just poisoning. If your body is poisoned and it cannot purge the poison, so therefore you have ongoing chronic illness because you can't get rid of the poison, I think they've just labeled that an autoimmune disease. And you need to somehow detoxify and get these poisons out. I agree 100%. Autoimmune. Immunity, autoimmunity, these are all part of the big lie. Absolutely. And Cap Kupembazua, thank you. FakoTube helps maintain my sanity too. I'm glad you like it. Just sorry that I can't get the live stream working tonight. As I said, when I'm done the show, maybe I'll take a peek at it. I go to Twitter and see what's going on in my feed. So much going on. This is my feed. It just keeps scrolling by. It's so fast moving. Jeff Wells. The World War is a bit different because every government joined the Axis, as in the Axis powers. What else we got here? Got a Joe Biden video. This play.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Be breaking at Joe Biden. The Chatham lawyer is challenging the authority of the local medical officer of health to order capacity limits on private homes. Yeah, you just keep trying. The government of Ontario has just admitted that PCR tests and rapid antigen tests are unreliable and can produce false positives. Okay. Yeah, they're all over the map. Let's remind people that don't understand what's happening. The goal is just to use vaccinations, COVIDs, to bring in the digital passport to control your every move, because the ultimate goal of the elite is to rid you of the earth. The elite do not want you here. They don't want you alive. They don't want you doing anything. They don't want you paving over their precious Gaia. They want to curb all human activity, ultimately curbing humanity. If you don't understand that right now, then you're just not getting it. In short, they want to kill you. They want to get rid of you. They don't want you to reproduce. And they want only a few of you here. I did see a video that I was talking to Kelly about. This is why I always ask if I can record conversations. Because I do, I get on a roll when I talk to people. I'm actually dull when I'm talking to myself because I don't think of things. As soon as I start talking to anyone, they prompt me. And I'm sorry if you do get stuck talking to me, because I'll talk over you. I'm very bad at it, and I'm quite sorry. But people do prompt me, and then I get going. So let me take a peek here. London Food Warehouse Automation. I don't know who sent me this. I thought it was pretty good. Oh, here it is. This is from 3 years ago. This is the future warehouse where you have these robots racing around. I suppose they're picking orders, and they go racing around picking orders. Oh, I see. I get it. The food is in baskets underneath. Got it. So this is in Andover, UK. What is the point of this video? It's to show you that they're not going to need humans to do much work. This is from 3 years ago. And by 2030, they said 85% of all jobs under $20 an hour are going to be gone. And this is the kind of job that they need people to do. I suppose the robots are zipping along, picking orders from below them. So I don't know how this stuff gets... I don't know how the stuff gets in the bins below. Or maybe they get loaded up and they are dropping the orders in these baskets. And then these baskets go out the door. So these are probably shopping baskets that they're filling. That's probably what's happening. Anyway, the point of this is just to show you. This is why they don't need you here anymore. So, pretty crazy. Now, Amazon has a warehouse as well. And the only buildings that are... Some of the main buildings Amazon that go up in is Toronto... The world's biggest retailer, and its CEO, Jeff Bezos, is the world's richest man. No, that's a lie.
His company is better than anyone else ever at giving people what they want quickly. Amazon acquired its undisputed status as the heavyweight champion of the retail universe thanks largely to its lightning-fast delivery times. The astonishing feat of ferrying hundreds of millions of items from guitar strings to saucepans to car parts directly to your door inside 24 hours is nothing short of a modern logistical miracle. So how does Amazon do it? A super smart army of slave robots, for one. Ingenious, if occasionally unscrupulous, management practices are part of the answer too. And the modern-day voodoo of deep learning AI, all of which are made flesh in the most advanced stockrooms the world has ever seen. So join us today as we button up our high-vis jacket and journey inside Amazon's smart warehouses. In the year to September 2020, with the global economy in the teeth of coronavirus and the bleakest employment outlook in history, Amazon reported global revenues of little under $350 billion. That's roughly double what it earned in 2017, by the way, only 3 short years earlier. Not bad for a company which only started trading in 1994. Amazon has built its empire on a platform of sheer, unbeatable convenience for the end user. You, the customer, need a product. So you open the app or have a quiet word with Alexa, and next day, hey presto, it's sitting on your doorstep. Moving products from A to B quickly is not easy.
All right, so that's a good commercial. The point is, that's why they don't need you. So they need to stop you from reproducing, and then they need you, if you're at the wrong end of the life cycle, to go early and often as possible. Yeah, so there you go. What else we got in the chat tonight? Yeah, I should get Tom Cowan on the show, shouldn't I? Tom Cowan would be really good. Okay. Yes. I heard that our chief health officer has cancer in Toronto. That's terrible. I don't wish ill health on anybody except people that are trying to kill us. I think it's reasonable not to want to support anyone that's trying to get rid of us, don't you? I think so. Okay, let's go back to the blog here. Oh, this is a good article. Vaccination as a form of Mithridatism. Mithridatism. Has anyone here heard of King Mithra? This is a really good article, even though Kieran is a bit of a virus hugger, it's still a great article. And he's a good writer. And he just put out a good one today, or yesterday, about Mithridism. Have you heard of this? Mithridatism. Let's see if I'm pronouncing that right. Mithridatism.
Mithridatism.
It's a tolerance to a poison acquired by taking gradually increased doses of it. So this may be the basis of inoculation / vaccination. This goes right back to before Christ. Mithridatism is the practice of ingesting small amounts of poison in order to develop immunity, or at least tolerance to the substance. See, that is a more accurate word, tolerance. So we know that when we drink alcohol to excess, we become more tolerant of it. We don't say we're immune to it. We're tolerant to it. So I really think this is a really important point. So they're really taking something that does actually occur. We can really prove it because there are many drunks and many drug addicts around the world that prove it day in and day out, that if you poison yourself slowly and let your body adjust to the poison by creating more metabolic pathways to process the poison, then you will be tolerant of it. Let me read this opening paragraph and then you can read the rest, because it's quite long and I can't read the whole thing. And don't forget, the point of this show is to just give you samples of things that you should research. Mithridatism is the practice of ingesting small amounts of poison in order to develop immunity, or at least tolerance to the substance. The practice is named after King Mithridates VI, who ruled over the ancient kingdom of Pontus in Anatolia from 120 to 63 BC and began the eponymous practice. Okay, we got to look up this word. Eponymous. Named after something else or deriving from an existing name or word. Giving one's name to a tribe, people, country, and the like. Okay. I need a good plug. I need an extension so I don't have to keep opening up a web page. And began the eponymous practice after his father had been assassinated by poisoning. Mithridatism can work in two ways, either by producing antibodies that neutralize toxins, and that is really the whole thrust of modern-day vaccination, or for the same reason that alcoholics and drug addicts develop a tolerance. The body begins producing more enzymes to catalyze the metabolic pathways responsible for detoxifying the substance being ingested. The same process may be reversed when the addict ceases to consume the substance. The body will downregulate the enzymes necessary for the now unused pathways. And this fact often kills heroin addicts who relapse and take the same dose that they have been taking when they have had a high tolerance for the substance. Right. So if you are a heroin addict and then you get arrested and you go to jail and you can't get the heroin, your body slowly closes off all those pathways because it doesn't need them. And then you go back on the street, and because you don't know how far your body has gone to repair itself back to its original, and you take the same dose that you took just before you went in, it will kill you because all those pathways take time to materialize in the miracle that is our body, the world's most complicated chemistry set. Mithridatism works with a small variety of compounds, mostly complex biological molecules that can be handled by the immune system, or specific compounds that the body has metabolic pathways to detoxify. Examples of the former are animal venoms, and examples of the latter are toxins like alcohol and cyanide. Mithridatism generally does not work on heavy metals, most of which are toxic, as they tend to bioaccumulate. Though resistance to arsenic has developed over evolutionary time spans in areas with heavy arsenic exposure. Even acquiring immunity to cyanide is relatively ineffective, since the ability of the body to detoxify cyanide is not limited by the enzyme rhodanase, but by the body's stores of thiosulfate, which donates a sulfur atom in the detoxification process. So while increased levels of rhodanase enzyme may aid survival, it is ultimately the level of internal thiosulfate which will be the determining factor. Indeed, intravenous thiosulfate is sometimes used to treat cyanide poisoning. Well, there you go. That is the basis of the whole thing. It's the basis of our modern day fascination or fixation with injections. So take a listen, take a read of this. It's quite good. He did leave a comment to his own post later down, and hopefully somebody can look into it, because he's explaining why he still believes in viruses. He said he's not convinced by the works of Kaufman, Cowan, David Crowe, Jim West, because he says the germ theory does not explain, or the terrain theory does not explain everything, but he says the germ theory does. I'm hoping someone like Don and David Parker or Northern Tracy can have a read of this, if you're listening, guys, and respond to him there, because he seems to think that virology explains a lot more than the terrain theory. And I know that Don and David and Northern Tracy and easily refute that. So can Tom Cowan. But really good site. I like the guy. He won't come on my show. I have invited him, but I don't think he's interested. All right. So that was a good find. And that's just me combing over all my sources. I don't read every source every minute. Okay. There is somebody else. What is this post here? No healthy spreaders in Nova Scotia. So this is another post from, from Canuck Law. And let's read it here. Let's take a read here. I think somebody else is doing FOIAs. Freedom of Information requests. And this person asked for any record proof document report that an asymptomatic positive COVID-19 case is contagious and spread to others in Nova Scotia. So according to Nova Scotia Health, and there's only 1 million people in Nova Scotia, it's a small province, they have no records of anyone that is asymptomatic, which is code for healthy. Nobody with a phony PCR positive test of COVID-19 who's asymptomatic or healthy. There's no record of anyone ever spreading that disease to someone else in Nova Scotia. In other words, there's no such thing as asymptomatic contagion in Nova Scotia. Now, I dare say there's no evidence of symptomatic contagion either. That would be interesting to see what they call symptomatic contagious spread. All right, so that is another, what is this? Nova Scotia Health. So Nova Scotia Health may be, I don't know if that is another public health corporate entity or that is their actual Ministry of Health in Nova Scotia. But this also referenced Public Health of Canada, which is not the government. It's an arm's length corporation that is funded by the government in sort of a public-private relationship, but it's also funded by the WHO, which is funded by Bill and Melinda Gates and all the normal and all the usual suspects. So there you go. Aaron Selleck wrote something about that in Alberta. All right. All like this, and she wants to know, when you do a like, I'll tell her why. When you do like on a WordPress site, it brings you to WordPress. You need to have a login for liking. You need to have a WordPress login in order to like a WordPress blog like this. There you go. There's a little explanation for that person. People are very suspicious of why computers do certain things. It's not hard to understand if you know a little technology like I do. Okay, guys, it's been an hour. No callers tonight. Lots of viewers tonight. So thanks, guys. And I don't really see too much else in the chat. All right. We got Alto in the house tonight. Hello, Alto. Hello, Rome. Yeah, virology is the science of starving cultures, poisoning them, then looking under the microscope and examining that they're dead. Yeah, it's a great scam, isn't it? All right, so tomorrow we'll have Christine Massey on the broadcast. Hopefully she'll make it. Hopefully everything will work out. No guarantees, but we'll keep our fingers crossed. She'll be a great, great guest. Very interesting, very smart. Doing what just about anyone could do, but doesn't do. That's fine. Everyone has their role in this discovery of truth. We're grateful for everyone. And of course, I'm grateful for everybody who shows up on a regular basis to the Fakeologist show. About an hour where we go over my blog. We go over any Fakotube videos. No new ones today. We also take calls. We also read my Twitter. I haven't even read the Discord. Discord is chock-a-block full of stuff. I should really... to really go through the Discord. Let me just quickly go to the Discord here. I'll show you the Discord because even I forget to go to the Discord. And we have lots of memes. There's a meme channel on the Discord. So take a peek at this. That's, I don't know if you can see that clearly. It looks a little fuzzy. What do we got here? Danny G. German. That's an interesting person. Take a look here. This is the meme channel. See lots of links, not a lot of memes. Press the button to hear a short speech by Greta Thunberg. That's kind of funny. Love how there are people out there actually trying to gaslight us into believing that it isn't out of the ordinary to get up to 4 injections a year in order to be able to go to restaurants and get on planes. Yeah, no kidding. This is a funny one. People with masks outside, you can see all their exhaust, although that looks photoshopped. Coincidence is fast becoming the leading cause of death. What else we got here? We'll jerk off Don Lemon for food. Oh, right. That's Cuomo. That's funny. That is kind of funny. Become ungovernable. Yes. Lots of memes. Okay, so that is just an example of the Discord. Many, many links. Okay, what else we got? Here's the Cove. This is the COVAIDS channel. This is pretty disturbing, this fence down the middle of a German supermarket. That's coming. How long, even if it does come to Canada, where the vaccines can't go, or vaccines, where the unvaccinated can't go anywhere, how long is it going to last? How long are people going to be kept from their jobs, be locked in their houses? How's that going to work if there's a million people? Okay, here's a video that apparently needs to go viral. Antipodean. Ominous music. Casey Hodgkinson. Does anyone know this? I don't know if it's a real story or not.
Yeah. Let's do this one again. Well, we may as well try to meditate while we're doing this, then, eh?
So, yeah.
The center.
Can anyone stand watching this guy?
Yeah, a bit popping right now, right?
Let me just make sure that we are understanding this correctly.
Sorry, guys, I got six windows going here.
It also shows that the effectiveness neutralized the Omicron variant. That's the good news. But it also showed that the effectiveness of the original two-shot regime of Pfizer's vaccine was significantly reduced, 25-fold. Do I have that right? And what's the implication of that?
You have it right, and it is very much similar to what the paper from South Africa reported, but in the two doses, there is a significant reduction in our ability to neutralize the titers. Still, we may have an effectiveness with the two doses.
Anyone still believe this Bourla guy?
Other than antibodies, particularly against severe disease. Now, the good news is that when we gave the third dose, which it was not part of the study in South Africa, we have a 25-fold increase in titers this time compared to the second dose. So now a third dose, to make it clear for your audience, three doses against Omicron are almost equivalent to the two doses effectiveness we had against the wild type, the original variant. These are very good news. Preliminary, because we are waiting to see more data, more accurate data with the more accurate assays that will come in a week or two. And then, of course, real-world data. But so far, looks like a third booster improves dramatically the efficacy of it.
It's very good news. However, if you are someone sitting at home right now and you've just gotten the two-shot regime of Pfizer, is it effectively useless against Omicron? I mean, is there any value to that? Or do you have to get the third booster to have any defenses against Omicron specifically?
Well, who is Bourla? He held multiple executive roles at Zoetis. So he's a doctor of veterinary. He's a vet. And he basically was in charge of creating drugs, I believe, to sterilize horses. We have a veterinarian running one of the largest, most influential corporations in the world that is completely screwing humanity right now. So there you go. From 2005 to 2009, he served as area president for Animal Health Europe, Africa, and Middle East Division. In the latter role, he managed the merger of Wyeth's Fort Dodge Animal Health business with Pfizer in these regions. So there you go. He's been CEO of Pfizer since 2018. So he's an animal doctor. He is a Greek, born in Thessaloniki, the second largest city in Greece. His parents were Sephardi Jews. There you go. And they have a Holocaust story. Of course, his mother was minutes away from execution by firing squad when she was spared by a ransom paid to a Nazi party official by her non-Jewish brother-in-law. There you go. And he told the story this year in DC. There you go. Doctorate in biotech of reproduction from Aristotle University in Thessaloniki, veterinary school in 1985. So there you go. You got an animal doctor in there running the world effectively. Essentially, I hope people see the irony in that. I hope people see the problem with that. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. That's where so much of this world's insanity is emanating from. Pfizer, arguably the most powerful corporation in the world right now. They are pretty much have a global monopoly on this lethal injection. I would guess that they will be the only ones injecting in short order. All by design. Okay, guys, that's it for tonight. It is Wednesday, December 8th, 2021. Tomorrow is the last day of the week for the show, and we will talk to Christine Massey of fluoridefreepeel.ca, and she's doing an amazing job helping to collate and administer freedom of information requests for proof of an isolated SARS-CoV-2 virus or any virus, polio, any of them. There's never been an isolated virus ever. Not an isolated group of cells or assay, they call them, which is a group of cells with monkey kidney cells. No, they want the absolute isolated virus. And she's not even asking for them to prove that it is pathogenic, causes disease. She just wants proof that they've isolated it, because that is the essence of inoculation / vaccination. Well, she'll be on tonight. She really understands what's going on. Listen to my past interview with her at fake11.com/audio, an audio chat where we have almost 1,000 audio chats. And don't forget, I don't know if you listen to the show, so email me, contact me, Discord me, or donate at fakeologist.com/donate today. Thanks, guys.